The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 21st of November, 2018. It's getting easier for me, Mike, to say good evening because it's dark. it's what would that be in military time? 1800 dark 30? Yeah. Yeah. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, folks, as I'm sure you're all aware. And Wall Street gave us a gift today. It wasn't another 500-point drop. But I'm watching them doing the kabuki dance. I'm watching them try to sidestep what everybody in the country that has a stake in Wall Street, whether you're a commentator, you're getting a paycheck for being a talking head in front of a camera, or to an audience, and people that watch those shows usually are invested in the stock market. I don't have anything in the stock market, never had anything in the stock market, don't want to have anything to do with the stock market, but I simply watch them to put my finger on the pulse of, I guess, them misrepresenting to see how far they're willing to go. So I think the Dow last I checked this morning, that was on the positive side. Now the good thing is, they're touting that there's more people. AAA says there's going to be 20% more people this year traveling the roads for Thanksgiving than last year. I guess the good news with the stock market downturn, it kind of drove the oil prices down. And I'm rather fascinated to watch the pump price reflect what happens in the market the day before. Now, have you ever thought about this? I mean, this is just a passing thought. It just got in my head, so I'll share it with you. You'll see the crude increase per barrel, and the pump price might have been, say, $2.50 for 3-4 weeks. And then you'll see a slight increase per barrel on the market. And the very next day, what do you see? You see price increases at the pump. Now, there is a supply line, and there are reserves, or at least, let's just say, whatever's in the pipeline. And it's a very big and long straw. But in order to garner that extra profit, boom, there go the prices. Now, this happens, and I'm not familiar. Anybody that ever owned a gas station, maybe they can explain this to me. But generally speaking, you will see pump increases at gas station A, gas station B, gas station C. Don't care. Now, is it the owners of the gas stations that are doing this? Or are they getting a notice from their distributors, whatever company they deal with, Exxon or whomever? Are they getting daily memos of what is being charged for gasoline? Who the hell is setting the price here? Because it doesn't look like free market, it looks like a rigged market. I don't know. By the way, over in France, boy, they're bellyaching over there. Oh my God, gasoline's $2.50. And they're rioting. We must be a laid-back Prozac kind of country, folks, because I don't ever remember people, even during the rigged oil crisis back in the 70s, I don't remember people rioting. I don't remember people protesting. I remember them sitting in their cars at idle, waiting in long lines to get a couple of gallons of gas. That I do remember. But that always fascinated me. You know, they used to give us reasons while the pump price was increasing. Every single time. Now, it's like, why do we bother? Why do we bother? So for the Thanksgiving travelers, your gasoline's 15-20% cheaper, I guess, per gallon. And happy motoring. Wow. There is, and I don't believe I'm actually going to do this, Mike. Call out the psychiatrist after the show. This is actually a report from CNN. Wow. John Bonifield over at CNN did this report. And what's at issue here is acute flaccid myelitis is what it's called. Now, you've heard this in the news. Children, all of a sudden, they can't walk. They're losing control of their limbs. And the little weebles are wobbling and they're falling down and they can't get up. Now, here's a new mystery disease that the CDC is not really tracking, and they don't have any numbers for the year 2018, but kids have been dying from this. Now, here is the report from, and like I said, I can't believe that I'm actually playing this. I didn't think anything of any worth could come out of CNN, although I will give them the benefit of the doubt. Sorry, I got an Energizer Bunny ad going there. Turn down your pot because this is going to play. Thank you. Yes, anytime you want to watch anything online, doesn't matter whose site it is, doesn't matter if it's Twitter, YouTube, I don't care. Everybody's monetizing now. It's like they struck gold here online, like they didn't know it was there before until they deplatformed the conservative ones. Mike, go ahead and pot this up.
Carter Roberts, 3.5 years old.
Just the epitome of what any happy little kid should be. Just very charming little boy.
But then...
Good job.
Doctors from three different medical centers diagnosed Carter with acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. He was paralyzed below his neck by the polio-like illness.
His sister Macy chose to put the cherub on top. Those are his ashes.
Carter passed away in September at the age of 5. And he's not the only child to succumb to AFM this year. At least one other, 6-year-old Alex Bustamante, lost his battle with AFM in May.
But the CDC says no AFM deaths in 2018.
That's not true.
If you could be in a room with the director of the CDC, what would you say to him?
Just wake up and do your job. Tell us what you're hiding.
We asked Dr. Ann Schuchat, principal deputy director of the CDC, why the agency is reporting zero deaths in 2018.
Now, I want you to pay attention to the response from the head of the CDC. This is almost like a political campaign answer to a political question. And there are children dying of this. CDC has not been tracking it. They have no numbers. They don't have a clue.
These parents want to know, why haven't these deaths been recognized by the CDC?
The reporting of the disease has a lot of steps, so there may be a lag. We are working 24/7 to increase recognition, to get the reporting into the system. Every one of these episodes is difficult, and the deaths are really tragic.
The parents think the CDC is hiding something.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm just very committed on behalf of the agency to share what we know when we know it.
The CDC's own medical advisors on AFM, who spoke to CNN, say the lag in reporting the deaths is too long, that the turnaround should be faster. Parents have also criticized how the agency has handled the outbreak.
If you could give the CDC a grade for how they've handled AFM, what grade would you give
them? F. Failure. Yeah.
Carter's family worries. How will the CDC learn from these deaths if they don't recognize them?
I'd hate to think that there would be another parent crying their eyes out because their child's in an urn.
Now they're left to remember their son, who had just started kindergarten when he died.
He was super smart. And I think his backpack is probably the hardest thing to see.
They hope that his death will be recognized and make a difference.
Parents and doctors say they're frustrated by what they perceive as a lack of transparency and responsiveness from the CDC, but they do say that it's gotten better in the past week or so, and they're hoping it will get even better in the future. Jim?
What exactly got better in the last week since they did this interview? I mean, I find this rather fascinating. We're facing diseases that were once eradicated in this country, and now we're experiencing those again. And I'll let it to your imagination. My opinion, I don't have any factual information to back this up. I'm just watching what is going on in the country, who's coming in. And we have a lot of undocumented people in the country. And my opinion is that a lot of this stuff is being brought into the country. Now, I am not a doctor, I'm not a diagnostician, and I do not know what this myelitis, this different strain of myelitis, where it's coming from, but it's just, in my estimation, it's just a little bit suspicious as this disease that is crippling. I mean, it's amazing. You have a vibrant child. Some are suggesting that it might be the results of vaccinations. Maybe there's a new adjuvant that they're putting in this stuff that they haven't told us about. I do not know. But this, and sometimes there's a tendency to link everything to bad people and bad people doing bad things. Well, that's either the case or it's not. I don't know which. But I'm here to tell you, we're experiencing diseases again in this country like we haven't before, and it's troubling. It really is troubling. So I'm just sitting here just watching this stuff just like you are, folks, and it's just baffling. On the issue, Donald Trump has gone to war with the fake media. But with the Ninth Circuit Court, he's also at war with. A federal judge blocking asylum restrictions, and the Department of Justice, I guess, once the Alabama ex-senator left, it seems to be the DOJ is coming to life a little bit. DOJ is calling this absurd, and it's going to be appealed. The Trump administration is pushing back on a decision by a federal judge in California to block asylum restrictions put in place to deal with caravans of migrants that have arrived in the U.S.-Mexican border. It's absurd that a set of advocacy groups can be found to have standing to sue to stop the entire federal government from acting so that illegal aliens can receive government benefit to which they're not entitled. And this is a quote out of the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. They said in a joint statement yesterday, hours after a federal judge in San Francisco issued a month-long injunction against the policy, saying it violated federal law. Now, I'm a little confused here. Just a 30-day injunction? Why they do what? Reconsider their position on the case? And why? Because somebody enters suit as their immediate block on the people that are complaining and suing over the issue. Usually this is adjudicated in courts, and the findings of the courts are usually binding unless it's appealed and they win an appeal. But they're going to wait 30 days as the migrants stack up at the fence to put a halt to this. Responding to lawsuits by the American Civil Liberties Union and several immigrant advocacy groups, U.S. District Judge John Tiger placed a restraining order on a policy that would have automatically denied asylum to migrants who entered the U.S. illegally. The president may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden, adding that limiting an asylum seekers to ports of entry irreconcilably conflicts with the existing legislation. Okay, well, let me back up here. I don't know what legislation has been passed, but what this is telling me is if you show up anywhere along the border and you get over, even if you get stopped by the INS, Border Patrol, you can just scream asylum, then here's your court date and we'll see you, never. Now, this has never been challenged, folks. Up until now, we got loony people, and I even hasten to call them Democrats because we're looking at a different breed of animal. We're not even looking at people that are trying to be political-like, trying to give you an imminent front, let's say. No, we're just talking about slashing and gnashing people that don't give a damn about the country, the Constitution, safety of the people, both physically, and the aforementioned diseases is on the rise. And again, across the board, it's just not my opinion. It's pretty much a stated fact that a lot of the diseases that are reemerging in the United States that were once eradicated are coming from foreigners coming into this country. Now, if you come in legally, guess what you get? You get a checkup. They didn't even like people coming into this country with lice in their hair. But if you're coming into this country and you're chronically ill or you got a disease, guess what? You don't get to come in. Now, I'm sure that's going to rub the miscreants that are hiding under the Democrat flag. I know that's really going to anger them. But what if it turns out that this new strain of myelitis, whatever it is, came in from foreign sources? What if one of their sons or daughters died of it? That your child is happy and healthy and went to school the day before and he ate breakfast this morning, and all of a sudden you get a call from the school going your son or your daughter went into convulsions. We called 911. They took him to the hospital. Here's his location. What if that were the case? May not rewrite immigration laws. We've had immigration laws on the books. The problem is that it has not been enforced. And that is one of the primary duties, constitutional duties, might I add, which there aren't that many, folks. But we've piled on agency after agency, grown the bureaucracy, and, you know the story. I don't have to recount it to you. Thousands of migrants set out in caravans from Honduras and El Salvador in October, accumulating additional members as they passed through Guatemala and Mexico. The first of the caravans reached Tijuana last week as migrants hoped to cross into California and seek both U.S. asylum and protection of the state's sanctuary laws. Double plus good for them, isn't it? It requires, let me backtrack here. In response to the caravans, Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of over 5,000 U.S. Army troops along with the border and harden the asylum policies, something the DOG and the DHS argue he has every constitutional right to do. We look forward to continuing to defend the executive branch's legitimate and well-reasoned exercise of its authority to address the crisis at our southern border. Both of the departments said this yesterday. A little bit more on this when we get back. We'll take a 3-minute break, and we'll also field your calls today. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We look forward to continuing to defend the executive branch's legitimate and well-reasoned exercise of its authority. Yeah, it's the Constitution. Government lawyers argued that the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled in favor of Trump's authority to limit or deny entry to any foreigners, and that the administration had every right to restrict asylum applications, especially folks since they're being coached. Now, if you watched the earlier interviews when they crashed the gate of Mexico, a Fox reporter was down there. They since have banned him. But he was asking these caravan people, and they all, just about to the man and woman, said, you know, for economic opportunity, we need a job. You know, things are bad in Honduras. Well, I don't doubt that they are. But why do the problems in Honduras have anything to do with us because somebody says they want asylum or they need to get inside the United States? Folks, I would dare anybody to try to crash anybody's border. Canada. I've gone to Canada only twice. I won't do it again. Sorry, Canada. But every damn time that I go through customs and I get into Canada, I get pulled out of the car. The car is searched. I'm given a blood test, sperm count, and I don't know what else, just to get into the country. The last time I thought it was a joke. My wife at the time and I went to Canada. She had never been to a foreign country. And I said, well, we're up here in Michigan. Let me take you to a foreign country. I said, so we went across the bridge to go get dinner. And after they got done tearing the van apart and holding us up for 45 minutes, questioning everything. I didn't feel much like eating dinner. I was still a little bit miffed, but she talked me into, well, let's have just dinner. You know, we're hungry. So go into a restaurant, order a steak. They serve the steak to me, and it's tougher than a hockey puck. But guess what? I couldn't have a steak knife. I got a little butter knife with dull serrations on the end of it. And they said, well, we don't have knives. No, we're a knife-free zone. I kid you not. I'm not joking. So, gee, do you think they'd allow guns in the place if they didn't serve you? They serve you a steak that's tougher than a baseball mitt and won't even give you a knife to cut it? Wow. So anyhow, they sum this up by saying our asylum system is broken and it's being abused by tens of thousands of meritless claims every year. Katie Waldman of the DHS adding that asylum was a discretionary benefit given by the executive branch only when legal conditions are met. Now, this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, folks, this Court of Appeals is just an absolute rat's nest. I mean, it absolutely is loaded up with not people judging on merit of the case based on the law, that being the Constitution, my God. No, it's whatever we feel like doing, whatever is politically expedient. And I've brought this issue up before. The people that should be apolitical should be people on the Supreme Court, wouldn't you think? Now, even though that the presidents are the ones that appoint, and of course they got to run through the mill, right, Mr. Kavanaugh, to get the position that they're being appointed to, there's no general election over this. This is solely at the discretion of the president, the executive branch of our government. And isn't it fascinating that we have liberal judges and then we have conservative judges? I don't know what liberal and conservative has to do with having a seat on the Supreme Court of the United States. I just never have figured that out. I'm just saying, folks. And everything now is political, isn't it? And I'm watching this nightmare of snowflakes yelling discrimination, you're a racist, you're this, you're that, or the other. I saw a very good piece online today where Maxine Waters is just going after Donald Trump right and left. She picks the fights, he responds to it, and then Maxine Waters, people go, see, he's a racist. Well, wait a minute. You're the one that started the attack. He's simply responding. He's not calling you an old black bag, is he? An old black punching bag, is he? No, he's not. It's your political view he's going after, not you personally. And this is being taken personally, folks. This is identity politics in action. And I'm telling you right now, if people in this country do not support the law of the land, they do not support the Constitution, we will lose this. We will lose this country. It will become their touted democracy. And by the way, I'm hearing this less and less. Somebody's listening someplace, and somebody's whispering in somebody's ear, because I'm hearing the term democracy not used as much. But today, some talking head used it twice in the same sentence, without a pause or a comma, or an and in between. It was democracy, democracy. It's not a democracy, folks. It is a constitutionally limited republic. Can't we even point this out to them? Have we gone to sleep or don't we give a damn anymore? Are you consigned to the fact that we've already lost the country and it's not worth fighting for?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it helped me tremendously. I don't fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
I think that's a poignant question to ask. Are you worn down? Have you given up? I think that's a question we all should be asking ourselves every single day of our lives. Because the situation politically in this country, which it's kind of a misnomer in my book to say politically. Because in this country, folks, politics are politics, but when you have socialist and communist out of the box, ignoring the Constitution and law, and they just want things changed because in their democracy, they believe the support of the American people are behind them to the tune of 51% or greater. And that somehow, that if we excite a group of people and we have over 51%, well, we win. No, you don't. It's called changing the law. And only Congress can do that. But based on what? Oh, there again, we go back to the law or the Constitution, which admittedly the government has been ignoring, and brother, have they been ignoring it. Well, we have extenuating circumstances. We've got a balance between privacy and the government's need to know. And on it goes. It's a gigantic, nonstop erosion, folks, of our Constitution. nonstop. And I don't know what exactly set this off, whether it was the election of Donald Trump and the Hillary Clinton supporters or Democrats or being people being incited to riot, burn, loot, punch people, whatever. I don't know where this is going to stop or how far they think they can go. I saw a video the other day of some little pink-haired chubby girl, call her Thunder Thighs, that thought that she was entitled. There was a demonstration. And, of course, we had the Antifa people out there. And there was a group out there protesting. They were not violent. They were not name-calling. They were not inciting. And this little pink-haired, thunder-thighed girl, she was out there screaming and yelling and trying to provoke them. And when she wasn't getting their way, her way rather, she spit on one of the protesters. And one of the other protesters said, look, don't react to it. Well, she heard that. So she decided to escalate. She then started throwing punches and hitting people in their face. And I'll be honest with you, folks. That's assault. And if I've got some fat-faced little pink-haired cherub that wants to punch me in my face, my immediate reaction is to self-protection. I was assaulted. I have the right to defend myself, and I don't give a damn. Since, you know, you went the Helen Gurley Brown way how many years ago, your parents did, and you are a woman now, and you're entitled, and you're equal, and you're all of that. Well, then I have the right to equally punch you right back in your face as hard as you hit me. Now, where do you think that would go after that? Oh, but she was a woman. Can't have that argument anymore. You know, we put the mammary glands in the box. We're now unisex. Everybody is equal. It's not going to stop, folks. Bob Bridge, Strategic Culture. I enjoy this guy's writings because, well, he's a kind of common sense kind of writer, of which seems to be a dying breed. And he brings up some very good points here. You know, we've got a new number. It's not 600 military bases around the world. It's 800 plus. Now, a lot of people, including myself, saw the budget. We have Donald Trump saying he's modernizing the military and he's going to make it the strongest military on the face of the planet. Well, time was, folks, that you only build up your forces if there was threat of attack, imminent war. We did it in World War I. We did it in World War II. We geared up to make the little bang-bang flash things, tear them up, bombs, planes, you name it. We had the ability to ramp up to supply the military. But now the mindset is that we have a big bloated military that cost one hell of a lot of money, and budgets be damned. Now, I made mention of the fact that China and Russia, while they're building a few neat, nifty little new war toys, their budgets are mainly going to infrastructure because, as I said on yesterday's program, because you're communist or former Soviet Union communist or whether you're capitalist or former USA, whatever, that somehow the laws of physics cease to exist for us and only affects other countries. Stuff breaks down, things go bad, folks. Things rust, things fall apart. I get it. But a $750 billion military budget. Now, is all that going for new aircraft carriers and new planes? No. Let me give you another slant to this. The U.S. government has constructed at tremendous cost to taxpayers some of the most impressive structures, both architectural and organizational, of all time. Yet somehow has failed to build a viable wall on the Mexican border. Very good point. In 1931, during the Great Depression, the U.S. government began construction on the Hoover Dam, one of the most ambitious civil engineering projects ever attempted, employing thousands of U.S. laborers, some hundred of whom reportedly lost their lives in the course of the project. The dam is mind-boggling due to its sheer size, rivaling that of the pyramids. At 726 feet tall, the wedge-shaped structure is 660 foot thick at its base, narrowing to 45 foot at the top, which provides enough room to accommodate a highway connecting Nevada and Arizona. The project required millions of cubic feet of concrete, said to be enough to pave a two-lane highway from San Francisco to New York, and tens of millions of pounds of steel. Now, many decades later, the U.S. government undertook another extensive project known as the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Now, although rarely discussed in the U.S. media, this 104-acre slice of American property in a foreign country is so immense that it rivals Vatican City in the terms of size. Now, officially opened in 2009, the $750 million embassy, which is situated in Baghdad's so-called Green Zone, is by far the most expansive and expensive embassy in the world. Why does a foreign nation need a footprint the size of a small country to house a few thousand diplomats and private contractors? This is a very good question, but one that's never really pursued by legislators when Congress approved the plans back in 2005 for the megastructure under the Bush administration. But are we done with the sucking the money out of the... No, we're not done. To this day, much of the complex remains under heavy wraps due to security concerns, yet this behemoth cash cow continues to suck money dry from the government coffers. In 2012, just several years after the construction was finished, the Obama administration requested and got $100 million for a massive upgrade to the compound. Wow, I guess they didn't do it right in the first time. 7 years later, we need another $100 million. Speaking of Iraq, which suffered military conquest at the hands of the U.S.-led forces, starting in 2003, the United States also managed to find ways to construct some 900-plus military bases around the world. Now, needless to say, this is no cheap venture and helps to explain why the U.S. military budget is approaching $1 trillion annually. More than China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, India, France, United Kingdom, and Japan combined. See, here are our arch enemies, China and Russia now. Putin's a bad guy. China, they want to destroy the United States. Saudi Arabia, yeah, we're too busy selling them arms and allowing them to go kill Yemenis. India, France, United Kingdom, and Japan combined? Folks, it's as if in Washington they literally have a self-replenishing checkbook. Well, we get down to the end of the checkbook, time to reorder more checks. They got carte blanche borrowing against this country's future and its ability to repay the debt. There's no repaying this debt. As I said yesterday, this is just servicing the debt. Servicing means just paying the interest on the principal that has been borrowed. Now we got a government for military purposes that the budget's approaching $1 trillion a year. We don't have it. And where the hell's the boogeyman? We've tried rattling everybody's cages and nobody really responded because they're too busy taking a look at their own markets, their own pocketbooks, and they're going, no. World War III, we don't want any part of that. We got bad economic times here. Now, in light of these monumental projects, it goes without saying that the United States certainly possesses the technical prowess and the financial wherewithal to perform the simple task of building this wall, and more specifically, a wall on the Mexican border. Yet thus far, and despite the fact that Donald Trump pledged on his campaign trail that he would be his first task in office, the wall remains a bit like Barack Obama's past promise to shut down Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. It's turned into a little pipe dream. Now, I know he's getting a lot of resistance from Congress on this. Do you think it's going to be any better now that the Democrats on January 1st are going to be the majority party in Congress? Do you think anything is going to get any better? I don't think so. And this ability just to block just for the sake of blocking, there's not going to be any cooperation. And some people are heralding this and saying, well, hey, you know, that's not such a bad thing. If the Republicans and Democrats are at odds with each other and they can't get anything done. But folks, I don't know why Donald Trump's having such a hard time, because I would say that this is threatening national security. In my contention earlier this hour, that a lot of diseases are coming into this country that were once eradicated. Generations have gone by, but now they're cropping up again. The amount of money that it's sucking out of state coffers. The amount of drug dealers and people who are convicted of murder doing crimes in this country. Do you think this doesn't qualify as being some sort of national emergency of sorts? Notice I didn't say martial law. But how about just national security? No, I don't know why they hit the White House as an attack and on the national security and just pound that issue, because that's really what's at stake. Either we're a sovereign country and we have command of our borders, or we don't. And like I said, not going back very far, no Democrat or Republican would even question the sovereignty or the laws in this country about immigration. Nobody would. Nobody would touch it. And there was a good reason. Because it was well established and it was the law. But now we got a bunch of lawless people that have better ideas. Well, I'm sure Cuba could use you. China might be able to use you. I doubt it, but maybe. They got enough communists over there as it is. So here's the question. How did we Americans arrive at a place where such fundamental element of nationhood, that is, the ability to control our borders from any and all outside illegal intruders, is considered a radical concept? Since when did the universally accepted idea of a strong national border become an issue for debate and contention among the legislators? Since we have weak, porous borders become a desired state of affairs for global superpower, and especially one that has a habit of attacking sovereign states? Part of the answer seems to lie within the present atmosphere of political correctness and identity politics that has conflated the need for a strong border with racism and even white supremacist ideology. Just this week, part of South American caravan that the U.S. mainstream media had called a myth has turned up on America's doorstep in the Mexican town of Tijuana. Images show dozens of young men straddling the top of the border fence with none of the U.S. troops that Trump activated in sight. Now, if the U.S. Democrats had their way, these thousands of illegal aliens would be awarded amnesty and shepherded into sanctuary cities, where these individuals would slip undetected into the fabric of American society. And for those, including the U.S. president, the voice opposition to this invasion, they are casually branded as racist or white supremacist. However, the real motivation for the Democrats behind such ad hominem attacks is raw political opportunism. Now, the Democrats are actually building part of their platform on awarding asylum to illegals, and despite the fact that many of these people are not suffering political repression back home, in fact, most of these people just want to improve their financial well-being. In other words, the great majority of these new arrivals, as was established by on-the-ground interviews, are economic migrants. And who can blame anybody for wanting a better life? Folks, I'm in Texas here. I've witnessed this for the last, how long have I been down here? 18, 20 years? Something like that? I've watched the Mexicans down here in Texas go into these stop and robs to get money orders to send back home to their families or their loved ones or relatives or whatever. This has been going on for years and years and years. They're here illegally. They earn U.S. dollars, but it doesn't circulate in our economy. It goes right back to Mexico. Really, how's that helping? Now they're draining the coffers of state and communities, federal government as well. And there doesn't seem to be a sane solution except let's everybody get out the rule book. And if you want to go a little bit further, why don't you take a look at how, and I don't know how this happened, but how the Supreme Court ruled on the issue of immigration. And yes, Donald Trump does have the right. If we've got ill-fitting people into this society, people that, you know, you cannot do background checks on them, you don't know who the hell they are, you're just going to automatically, you know, lift the skirt of the Statue of Liberty there in New York Harbor and just let them crawl under the protection of Lady Liberty. Don't think so. Has everybody given up in this country? You know, that's the sense that I'm getting back here in Texas, folks, is people aren't really caring anymore. They're worn down, and they've lost the ability or even the idea of fighting.
True, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Where are you going to? Living in the USA? Are we still the USA anymore? You know, as I started to say, you know, I can't blame anybody for wanting a better life. This is what I've said about the Mexicans trying to get into this country for years. You know, on one hand, I can understand it. On the other hand, it doesn't give you permission just because you wanna to do it. Can you imagine 300 million people in this country doing whatever they wanted to do because they just wanted? Abdul in Minnesota, have the American people given up?
This American hasn't, John.
Well, I haven't either, but I'm looking at response callers yesterday, today. It's like, eh, why even bother using a toll-free number to chime in?
maybe they're worried about the spending money that they're going to be spending on Friday, you know, all the shopping they have to do in order to support this economy and to prop it up a little bit more.
Mm.
You know, you talk about the immigration and stuff like that. My mother is an immigrant, proud American now, and she did it the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go from Panama and go into a caravan and ran to the border, U.S. border. They go jump a fence and ask for hand-me-outs or hand-me-downs or anything like that. She worked hard for what she wanted. She knew what the American dream was and what it's about, and she achieved that by hard work and being dedicated to herself, most importantly, and to the values that were established in our great country for the past 200-odd years.
Abdul, you're talking about a person, your mother, that immigrated into this country that didn't bring her, she came into this country, supported us, became part of our culture and the fabric of America. Is that what you're saying to me, Abdul?
Absolutely.
How arcane and stupid is that? When you can just crash the border.
I think at that time in the 50s and the 60s that people had a little more sense than they do today.
Well, you said a mouthful there.
Yeah, and you know, my aunt, her sister is still not a citizen, but she's still 45 years later is still doing her paperwork properly and legally to be staying in this country, as a legal immigrant from Panama. And so it pains me when I hear these liberals and even some conservatives speak about illegal immigration to the point where immigration itself is either a bad thing or something that shouldn't happen. I think immigrants are great for this country, but as long as they assimilate to what this country is about.
Okay, I'm coming up here on break, and I just want to remind people, hang on through the top of the hour, I just want to remind people that immigration still goes on in this country. Immigrants have been coming into this country to the tune of 1.1 million a year. We're not counting the illegal aliens crashing the party here. We're talking about people that are immigrating into this country. Yeah, I know, the green cards are included. But to the tune of 1.1 million a year. That's kind of half-assed racism, if you ask me. Gosh, we're not doing our job if we're allowing 1,100,000 people in this country. Hang on, we'll take top of the hour break. I've got Abdul on. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.